Now, to finish with, I'd like to show a set of simulations that talks a little bit about capacity. And to do that, I've got to do this first definition here of a term I'd like to introduce that's called mobile range. And here I've modelled the scatterers, as I mentioned previously, as a ring around the mobile, and I've called the diameter of that ring D. And then we've put that ring at some range from the receiving antenna, and we've called that range R. So now the angular width depends upon the ratio of D to R, and we've called this R over D the mobile range. So mobiles close to the base station have a very small range. If D is the same as R, then the range would be 1, and they would have a large angular width. The scattering would be over approximately 50 degrees. So we've done another set of simulations on looking at this scenario. And here we're looking at a 4-tap channel. We've taken one less delay than my model previously. And we've looked at 3 specific values for the mobile range. 1, 4 and 16. That corresponds to angular widths of 53 degrees for 1. At 4 it's 14 degrees, and at 16 it's 3.5 degrees. Here we've modelled a processing gain of 256. We'll assume perfect power control on all the users. And we've changed again the number of antenna elements, M, within the 120 degree sectors. These are perfect simulations, as I showed you initially. So we assume that we've got all the knowledge with regard to looking at the performance of the bearing processor. We're particularly interested in looking at the capacity at a bit error ratio of 10 to the minus 2. Now these results are shown first of all on this top graph. And the top graph shows the bit error ratio, or the probability of bit error, 10 to the minus 1, 10 to the minus 2, 10 to the minus 3, 10 to the minus 4. And they're plotted here against the number of users that are actually within the cell. So here we've actually gone well beyond the processing gain because we've used random codes. And then we've got that plotted for the different distributions of the users. Here's all the users close in, which is a range of 1. Here's the users further out, which is a range of 4. And here's the users even further out, which is a range of 16. And this is with an 8-element antenna. This is the same results with a 4-element antenna and with a 2-element antenna. And we've just plotted the range of 1 with the 1-element antenna because there's no benefit that you get from putting in more elements. So this gives you an idea of what the error rate performance is going to be against the number of users that you have within your cellular system. The table that I'm just about to reveal for you runs along the horizontal line here, and it says, let us take 10 to the minus 2 as the acceptable performance on the system, and then we can actually plot in tabular form for different values of mobile range the different numbers of users. Well, if you've got one element antenna, you can basically put in 30 users in there, and that's the point at which your capacity, your bit error goes below 10 to the minus 2. If you decide to put in 2 elements in the receiver, then with a perfect system, the number of users goes up to 73 if they're close in, or 58 if they're far out. So you see I'm doubling the number of users that I can accommodate within my system. If I go up to 4 elements, then I've got even more gain. I'm up to 169 if I'm close in, and 105 if I'm far out. And then when I go to 8 elements, I can get up to 366 if they were all close in, and almost 190 if they were all far out. And that's simply taking these points off the top graph and putting them into tabular form. So this actually shows you some of the benefit that we can get from the array processing. Because now, for the given conditions with a perfect antenna, the capacity is going up from 30 users to anything between 190 users and 360 users. And that's the benefit that I get from employing the 8 elements within my base station antenna.